What's up, y'all? We back with Match Matt. And today we have the talented, the intelligent, the charismatic, the lovely.
Oh, you're too sweet.
Yo, what's going on with you?
Hi.
So we also have Pablo here taking pictures. Shout out to Pablo, you know what I'm saying?
Hi, Pablo.
That's my man. Yeah, what's up? That's my man. So we about to, before we start talking, let's pour these fucking shots.
Of effing cucumber.
Effing cucumber. Shout out to my nigga 50, bro. I just binge watched all of Power, and I gotta say, you a wild boy. You a wild boy.
What did it say was in there? It said it was infused with natural cucumber and vanilla flavoring.
Oh, yes, vanilla flavoring.
Yes. Vanilla flavoring.
The most natural.
The most natural.
From the lakes of Minnetonka.
This definitely says Holland, but yes, Minnetonka. Minnetonka, Holland, everyone.
Minnetonka, Holland. It's a place. Now, when we do these shots.
Okay. Now, you've seen me do a shot before, so you know. This could get interesting. Are we toasting?
To the podcast.
To the podcast.
To the empire.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, girl.
Okay, stop. Hold on.
Boss up.
It was so cold, it touched my teeth. Woo!
How I feel?
I feel good.
How I feel?
It feels really good.
Your honey is real. This is good as fuck.
It tastes like I was drinking alcoholic cucumbers.
Yeah, like it's refreshing.
It is very refreshing. Like, this would be really good in like a mojito.
Get you a shot. This groove walk you did over here.
Yeah, it's very refreshing.
Yeah, here we go. Pull up, right? Pull up.
It's definitely more of a summery drink.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep, sitting out on the front porch, sipping.
Take it to the head. Take it to the head.
Right?
Right?
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. And it's a nice little burn. Like, it's like warm, you know? It's like a G unit hoodie. It kept it like, I want to burn, but it's like a G, wow. It's like a G unit hoodie. You know, the one that smelled like all the marijuana, you know, that you used to smoke when you was watching G unit, realizing 50 ain't smoke or drink the whole time.
Oh my goodness.
Ain't that some crazy shit?
He didn't.
These fucking rappers, bro. These niggas will have a whole song talking about all the lean they drink and all the pills they pop and all the weed they smoke. This nigga is drinking. These niggas drinking kale and ginger tea smoothies in the mornings. These niggas drink green tea with no honey in that bitch. These aren't most healthy. This nigga is in the studio eating wild Alaskan salmon.
Goodbye.
You know, fresh cut baby spinach and the side of asparagus that was steamed. You know what I'm saying? Scalloped potatoes. Like, these niggas is eating well and they telling you to live like a crackhead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stop doing that shit. Stop listening to these bozo ass niggas. Like, this nigga drink Boss water. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
That shit is real though. Really,
you're
real.
Very passionate about that, I see.
I am very passionate. I'm tired of seeing niggas looking like zombies or look like rappers that's flourishing. I'm gonna have to get some of that.
It's good. It's good.
I'm gonna see that popping over there. Right,
it's good. It's very sweet. Very sweet. Very tropical.
Under the sea.
Maybe it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. What do they have? A lot of sand. We got a lot of crustacean.
That nigga was killing that shit. I seen. I was like, oh.
Hey.
I played it on Kingdom Hearts 2 when I had to hit the buttons. Yo, that shit was so loud. I used to get mad when I would fuck up the shit and they would look at you like.
Right.
I'd be like,
Kingdom Hearts was the best fucking video game back when we were like, in fifth grade?
Yes, and they came out, they had like Game Boy sequels, but they came out with a big sequel. They showed us the trailer.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. The woman who would always sing the songs for it, she came back to do the soundtrack of that. You know, she would be like, my sanctuary.
I'm about to cry right now.
She retired and everything. She came back.
Because I swear Kingdom Hearts has such a place in it. Because it pulls at the heartstrings.
It does.
Like, it's not that deep. At the same time,
it really is.
Like, you be sitting there like, you be like, can I do this? Are they different words? Like, I found out my nigga Jesse McCartney was fucking Roxas, And he's also, people don't know, Jesse McCartney was also Nightwing in Young Justice, I'm pretty sure.
I had no clue. Yep. I didn't know he was a voice actor like that. I knew that he was Roxas, but I didn't know he did all that other stuff.
Yeah, it's a That's lot of great voice actors. I would love to, like, Mark Hamill, you know, guy who played Luke Skywalker.
Oh, yes, yes,
the Joker,
yes.
You know, a couple other voices. Like, that shit is iconic. Like, I would, because that shit lives forever. Like,
voice actors do not get the recognition that they should just because you never see their face. Like, there are so many voice actors who do, like, several different characters, like 20 Tara plus. Tara Strong is incredible, and I love her. Can you tell me, were you pissed off at the fact that they did not invite her back for Powerpuff Girls or any of the other women? Because it didn't make sense to me that Cartoon Network invited her to come back for Teen Titans Go, but then just didn't say shit about Powerpuff Girls. Like, I don't understand. Money. Well, but still, it's just like, why not? All three women said that they would have loved to have came back and did it. Like, you were like, oh yeah, Tara, we need you. Teen Titans Go, da 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 da. But, like, Powerpuff Girls, iconic as fuck, like, has been around forever. Teen Titans Go is shit. And the reason they cut Teen Titans in the first place is shit. Like, do you know why they cut? Because girls started getting into it.
What? Yes. Bro, that shit was
sweet as fuck. I'm dead serious. The reason Teen Titans ended. I'm serious. The reason Teen Titans ended is because, like, the way marketing works is that they want to make sure that everything has its own little niche. That way you never, like, risk competing with yourself. Mm-hmm. So, like, if girls start to like something that's in the boys' market, it takes away from girls buying girl toys because they're buying boy Teen Titan toys. You know what I mean? So then the girls' market gets upset because it's like, hey, no, you can't take them from us. Like, right, exactly. So then they had to cancel Teen Titans because of it. Like, they're literally sexist in their sexism. Like, what the fuck?
It's crazy.
I was so mad when I found
that
out.
That shit is wild.
And I love Teen Titans. And I'm like, damn, that's right. Because, like, I'm a girl and I was getting into that shit. All my other friends that were girls were getting into that shit. Even my mom would watch it with me. Like, me and my mom would watch Teen Titans all the time. And then they canceled it. And, like, we didn't even get to find out what happened with Tara. They were going to do a whole arc.
When I seen her come back on the last episode, I said, didn't the motherfucker just turn to
stone? Exactly. They were going to have a whole arc about her and her history and everything that, like, led up to where she is now. And then they were like, nope, girls like this. We got to stop it.
Bro, so no. Because Robin was about to be Nightwing. Right? Then we had Red X. My nigga Red X and Slade were so cool to me. Like, it was weird Slade. When they tried to make Slade look like Robin when his mask came off. And I was like, no, I definitely know for a fact that Slade Wilson has no blood ties to Dick Grayson at all.
Well,
I was like, I'm very confused.
You know what? Maybe they would have explained that had it not gotten canceled. Hey, I'm still livid about that to this day.
Network, I don't fuck with that, but hey, if y'all want to give a nigga a show, I'm saying I have an idea for a show for real. Like,
what is
rappers.
This?
It's going to be Drom, Young Thug, Chance the Rapper, and 21 Savage, and Lil Yachty. And I wanted them to do a cartoon together. Like, I want it to be, like, a musical cartoon that teaches kids about, like, certain shit, but at the same time, it's, like, fun. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but do you think Cartoon Network would be able to pick that type of thing up? That's more of Adult Swim, I think.
That's an Adult Swim shit, but I think it would be, like, more really centered to kids. Like, if they really did that, like, think about it, Chance the Rapper.
Kids watch Adult Swim?
Huh?
Kids watch Adult Swim?
Kids do watch.
I remember I was 10 and my mom was like, you cannot watch this.
Family.
And I was like, okay, mom. And then I would cut the TV off, wait 5 minutes to hear her go into her room and turn that TV right back on, watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Robot Chicken.
I used to be able to do that shit so well.
I used to too. I don't think I can do it anymore. I don't know. Oh, try it.
I tried and I just realized I hit puberty. But I do have an amazing stupid voice. I picked this up from Family Guy.
That was all right.
Right. Oh, it was all right?
It was okay.
It was all right?
Oh, you sounded better now. You're getting a little better.
Let's get warm up back into the voice. Welcome back into a cabin of sweet voices. Okay.
Please stop.
Is it just rap? Yes. You're fine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Had to warm back up to it. I was smoking
dope. You did good.
And
talking
bullshit for a long time. But let's get to the. Let me grab something real quick. Excuse me. So let's get back to the main thing. The main topic is you and your YouTube channel and the content that you produce.
Yeah, I do that.
Tell them your YouTube name. Tell them your Twitter and your social media. Plug yourself.
Okay, well, my name on YouTube is just my name. It's Alle, Alle, Keen, K E E. lots of E's in there. And my Twitter is Hey, H-A-Y-Y, Alay, with three E's rather than two. And my Instagram is Hey, Alay as well, except it's the just two E's, not three. And yeah. Oh, I also have a Snapchat. I don't do much on there, but you can follow me if you want. And it's Hey, Alay with two E's as well.
I'm a follower of hers. I appreciate having her on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
I'm so happy to have you. We're just getting started. So the first thing I want to ask you is, why did you start your channel and when did you start it?
Okay. Well, this is so funny. I want to make a comment first before I talk about that. Like when you asked me if I, you know, like wanted to talk about my channel, I was kind of actually hesitant at first because it's so funny. Like I don't feel like I don't want to say I don't feel like a YouTuber because I do feel like a YouTuber, but I just feel like it's funny because I just think I'm a girl who sits in front of a camera sometimes and, you know, makes, you know what I mean? Like, it never seemed like a thing to be interviewed about, you know? Right. But, like, I think about it and I'm like, you know, this is kind of interesting stuff and I would like to share it with other people, but, like, when I do it, I just do it for me, like, because I think it's fun, you know what I mean? And a lot of people come up to me and they're just like, oh, you have a channel, you know, you're trying to be a famous YouTuber, you're trying to make money off of this, da da da. I'm like, yeah, I get paid, but, like, I'm not trying to make, you know, what I mean? Like, this isn't my career yet. Hell no. Like, I can't just quit my job. Like, like, it's fun. I do it because I really, really enjoy it, not necessarily because I'm trying to, like, become a big famous YouTuber, get in magazines and go to BeautyCon and stuff like that. And I think that people put like this negative connotation on having a YouTube channel a lot because like they look at me and they're just like, you think you've, you know, YouTube famous. You think you over here doing these videos and putting stuff online and acting like you big stuff because you got these followers. And it's like, where did you get that from? Like, I literally have a point and shoot camera. I don't even have a DSLR. Like, I literally have a $56 refurbished point and shoot camera that I sit in front of and I just talk or I just film myself doing certain things because I really enjoy filming and editing. So now that I got that out of the way, I started my channel in February of 2015. And it really just started because I got into watching a lot of natural hair videos. Mm-hmm. And, at this point I was wearing a weave in my hair and my hair has always been natural. I've never had a perm, but like I straightened it a lot and it would fall out and like just break off and become brittle because I literally straightened it pretty much every single day. And I was watching all of these like beautiful black women with just gorgeous natural curly hair. And I was like, I want that. Like, I want my hair to like look like that.
You got that.
Thank you. But it definitely didn't look like this before. Trust me. It was bad. Like the back part of my hair that was all braided up in the sewing looked nice, but the front part was horribly heat damaged. Mm. So I pretty much had to transition out of heat damage and just let my hair grow out and keep gradually cutting off the straight ends. And I still have a little bit at the end. You can see some of the parts of my hair don't curl as well as the others. But I saw all these other women making these videos and I was like, I want to make a natural hair journey video too. I want to, you know, I don't know. It just seems fun. Why not? So in February of 2015, it was like 2 months after me deciding I was not going to put heat on my hair for a year. I decided to like make a video on my YouTube channel, which I'd already had, but I'd only ever posted like little funny high school videos, like me and my friends dancing Smack That by Akon or something like that. These videos are private now. You cannot see them.
Nope.
They're private. I'm like, yeah, this is bad. It was bad. So I put it on that channel. I only had like, I think like 52 subscribers at that time, you know, just random people who probably subscribed to me back in 2009. So I uploaded that and then I started getting a lot of views on it. And to this day, it's still my most viewed video. I think it almost has 100K views. I think it's probably at like 90K right now or something like that. But it's my most viewed video and I'm so, so, so proud of it. And thank you. And it kind of just like jump started me wanting to make more videos. Like I started getting into YouTube more and watching other people and seeing the type of content that other people made. And it inspired me to make like things, you know, on my own and different things that I thought were interesting. Another misconception people think when I tell them I have a YouTube channel or they find out I have a YouTube channel is that I'm a makeup guru. Because I guess they just assume, like, oh, you're a girl, you have a YouTube channel, you must do makeup. I don't know how the hell to do anything other than line my eyes and maybe put a little mascara on, and I can wear lipstick. I say it in every video where it's like, okay, and now I'm putting makeup on, but don't get it twisted. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Trust me. Like, it's, I have no, I'm really bad at makeup. Like, I've tried to do foundation before. I ended up looking like those clowns y'all been seeing these past couple months.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't good. So, I'm, who's to say, like, maybe in the future I'll do makeup, maybe if I ever learn how to do it, but definitely you're not going to see any makeup videos on my channel right now whatsoever. So basically, the content that I make, I talk so much, I'm sorry. I just realized that, like, I keep getting off track. Okay. The content that I make is mostly, like, natural hair videos. I do some fashion type videos where it's not necessarily, like, styling, but, you know, like, outfits of the week or haul videos of the outfits that I bought and stuff. I work at American Apparel back in Cleveland, so I get a lot of clothes. 90% of my wardrobe is from there, so I do a lot of, like, American Apparel hauls and all that stuff. Oh, he's trying to get me to take another shot, y'all.
Yeah, we getting ready for another shot.
Okay, ooh, ooh, goodness. I'm scared.
Take a shot to to the views on the video.
So that's pretty much what that is. It's mostly natural hair though, and then I do some reviews and stuff like that. I don't know, I love it. I literally love sitting down in front of the camera and talking, even when I mess up and I'm just like, hey guys, okay, wait, I have to start that over. Hey guys, hey. I literally do my intros at least 15 times before I can get it right. But I love it. It's so much fun. And then I love sitting down and editing the video and cutting out all that crap that wasn't right and just making my own content. Like, I just, being a content creator is so great, and I've actually had so many really cool opportunities through being a YouTuber that I never would have thought that I could have, and I'm not even big, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even on the level that a lot of these YouTubers are that are going places and doing things, but, like, I've met so many other cool YouTubers and, like, just met so many other cool people through being a YouTuber, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I can relate, you know, like I can genuinely relate to that whole thing about creating content.
Yeah.
But we'll have that conversation a little later. I want to get a little more into what you have going on.
Okay.
And also, like, a natural hair journey. Mm-hmm. What exactly is that for people who don't know? Okay. Why is it so important?
Okay, so basically, for a lot of people, it can be something different. Like, a natural hair journey could be literally just like me, how I was natural my whole life, and just like showing from the point where I decide to completely stop putting heat on my hair to whatever ending point it is when I, you know, upload that video. So for me, when I made my natural hair journey video, I started from pictures of my childhood. You can see like what my hair looked like back then, and then I got into middle school, and you can see what my hair looked like in middle school. Yeah, that type of stuff. And then you could just see like the I don't know what the word is, progression of like my hair and the journey that I'm basically on, like while I'm doing hair stuff. And other people like who have had perms before, their natural hair journeys are different. It's like, okay, this is me transitioning out of a perm where it's like my new growth is growing in and the rest of my hair is real straight and whatnot, and then they just show them going from that to having fully natural hair. Maybe they do a big chop, or maybe they just cut it little by little. And then there's people who just are showing you like, okay, I'm not going to put any heat on my hair. Like, I'm not necessarily, you know, perming my hair, or I'm not necessarily just going natural, but maybe I just for 1 week or 1 month or 1 year, I don't want to put heat on my hair. So like, anybody can have different natural hair journeys. It just depends on what you want your journey to be. I wanted my journey to be completely fully natural, no heat damage left, and I only straightened my hair about once a year. I straightened my hair 2 or 3 weeks ago, and that's it for this year. And I'm not gonna do it again until past October of 2017. So that's pretty much what a natural hair journey is though.
Okay, thank you for that information. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I'm on a natural, you know, hair journey. I'm on a natural hair journey to get my waves back.
Hey, I feel it. That's a thing though. Like, there's YouTube videos for that too. I know one of my best friends, he was doing for waves. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. There's this one guy, I wish I could remember his name. It's like 360 Darius or something like that. Like, and he is on a journey to get 360 waves. And like, I was actually watching these videos because one of my best friends was on my laptop and he was looking at them, and now they are in my recommendations. And I was like, oh, this is all about? So I went into the guys section of the natural hair journey videos, I guess you could say. And like, it's literally a process. Like, they show them, you know, the right brushes to buy, the right, you know, stuff to put in your hair. And then like, they show how like they comb their hair up, and they really have this huge fro, but they be brushing that stuff down so far that, like, I guess it's called woofing. Like, I know the terms now. Like, it's called woofing when you grow your hair out, I guess. And then you brush it and they get waves. It's a real thing. You should try it.
Yo, I'm going to try that.
Like,
shit.
Look it up. They have all these videos. It's a huge community.
I used to have them all ahead. You know? And then I decided I wanted to cut it. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, it's a new me. I ain't do something different.
Right.
And I had all types of, like, haircuts since I've been in fucking college. Like, yo, I'm going to cut this shit off and I'm going to go back. You know what I'm saying? Just had maybe the part or something. And I started, like, the Shea Moisture I was using there.
Curl Enhancing Smoothie.
Nah.
I'm so sorry. No, I'm sorry.
We have a castor oil.
Oh god, shit! Did I get? I hope I didn't get water damage on my phone.
I hope
you. Oh no! Damn it, effing! No. Fuck you, 50 Cent. I'm fine.
Hey, if you come to Instagram, I'm taking advantage of all that shit. I'm gonna hop back on the wave. I'm gonna start putting out diss tracks. And they're gonna be clowning me on the TL, nigga, but I'm gonna be doing shows and interview niggas for thousands of dollars. I'm gonna buy a restaurant and I'm gonna shut the fuck up for the rest of my life. I'm gonna take advantage of that. I want a rapper to diss me. I'll take advantage of that shit,
oh my
nigga.
God.
I RKO your ass, nigga. I've been waiting in the fucking shadows of the fucking savannah to get your ass. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? But it's nothing, you know, but because where is the Jeezy? Because I'm a real nigga. And I don't like rappers. You know, besides a couple of y'all, you know, you're my niggas.
Okay, I think we're good. Okay, we're good. It's not
good?
Acting crazy yet.
We're safe.
We're safe.
Well, let's take another shot.
Okay. My half a shot that I have left. I don't even have a half a shot. This is a teardrop in here.
You drank it?
No, that's what spilled. That's why I kept saying I'm sorry.
I spilled your sex on the beach.
I wish I'd spilled my sex on the beach instead of the effing. Poor 50. I just disgraced him.
I looked at his bottle. I hear, you know what you need to start doing, man? You need to start
working on. My favorite thing about 50 Cent is the fact that he does not move his lips when he talks. Like, it's literally... it's like the sound just comes straight out from between
his
teeth.
It's the bullet.
It's the bullet. The bullets. All the bullets.
That nigga got shot and walked away with a dimple, my nigga.
Amazing.
Hey, man. Shout out for whoever was praying for 50 Cent when he got shot, my nigga. Because you did a lot for us. Because
right.
I wouldn't be able to talk about Puerto Rican black relations if Angela wasn't fucking ghost every episode.
My goodness.
You know
gracious.
What I'm saying? And they fucked it up. When she snitched, I was like, you know what? Puerto Rican and black relationships are never going to be solved. We was good for a second with J-Lo and Diddy. And then
for
when
like
ended,
5 seconds.
We fell right apart. We fell right apart.
We knew
so
they were going to last.
Black people, let's come together. Okay?
Is Mark Anthony not Puerto Rican?
I don't know.
Because that's a Puerto Rican relationship, and that shit ain't work either, so I feel
like... Maybe it's her.
I think it's just J-Lo.
Maybe it's just J-Lo. Maybe, but J-Lo, if they don't want to love you, ain't nobody going to love you like I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
And have a baby by me, baby. Make me a millionaire.
Right.
So, I'm going to do it like Mary J. Blige's ex-husband did. And I'm gonna ask for a whole bunch of money to get paid.
Oh, Lord.
Because all I did was provide dick. I didn't say I had a steady job. I ain't say I had a steady motherfucking job, dude. You assume. That's on you for assuming.
That's true.
That's what I'm like, look, I don't ask girls about their Instagram names, none of that shit. Because I know when I get on Instagram, number one, I'm gonna be like, oh, shit. Look at them likes, nigga. Goddamn, how many niggas in the DM? But at the same time, if I get the Instagram, I'm going to be like, damn. You got to start knowing what type of nigga she used to custom fucking with. You can tell by her Instagram. You can usually tell by her Instagram.
Okay, so, tell me about this. This is interesting. What are the signs on a woman's Instagram that shows you what type of dude she fucks with?
No, most of them have, like, pictures of, like, people that used to fuck with. They just didn't delete.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, I thought you meant, like, oh, she be wearing sports bras all the time. She fuck with hood niggas. If she
might. I know a couple girls who sell videos, you know what I'm saying, just fuck with hood niggas exclusively. And they be on there with their sports bras out, and they don't even be them on their videos.
Well, there we go. We do crack the code. If you a hood nigga, look for a bitch in the sports bra. That's all you need.
Look for her in the sports bra, my nigga. She gonna have the two braids.
Yes.
The two braids, so fire. Ooh, I see them.
With the ass shots.
I'll be like, hold on.
And the
on.
Nike sneakers.
Hell yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yo, we gonna take this shot.
And they gonna have fitness is life in their bio.
Hey, they don't even work out at a gym.
At all.
They don't work out at a gym. They drink Slim Teas every once in a while.
Yes.
Hey, shout out to all the personal trainers selling Slim Teas. You know what I'm saying?
All it does is make you shit. That's literally all it is. It's a laxative.
Bro. It's a laxative, bro. Make you, but that's shock weight. Like, bro, it's like, that's not gonna last forever.
No, not at all.
You definitely have to be.
Like, they post the pictures with their Photoshop waist and the detox tea in their hands. And they're just like, guys, I love my detox tea. Whenever I drink it, I just feel so much better. I'm no longer bloated and I look great. And you can look like me too if you just buy this for 5 easy installments of
$199.99. Fuck the makeup that I have on my face. Fuck that I threw up in the bathroom. Exactly.
I'm not bulimic or anything. This is all the tea.
I'm not suffering. I'm not sacrificing my psychological and personal health for financial gain.
Detox tea didn't pay me $5,000 to make this post.
I didn't give a hand job for this shot. Hey, shout out to all the people giving out hand jobs, men and women, for money and and finance and position.
Is that enough these days, just hand jobs? I feel like if I was going to extort somebody, I need the whole deal.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got to put a thumb in your butt. I got to put a thumb in your butt.
Nigga, you need to put a thumb in my butt if you want me to give you anything. Bring that thumb over here, daddy.
I was in some crazy, but we... So let's take this.
That's got to be a hashtag now. Bring that thumb over
here. Bring that thumb over here. Hey, shout out to all the girls eating ass, you know. I'm pretty sure I heard some chicks talking about she done ate ass of like a dude. He was like bent over, like doggy. And then the other nigga had like his legs like pressed back, like missionary. And I was like, I feel like after them moments, them intimate moments of having your asshole licked with your legs pushed back, it's over. Like, she ate your ass, and she can say, I ate your ass. She can say, I ate your ass, nigga. And she not gonna be the nasty one. You gonna be the nasty nigga for getting your ass ate, because you ain't shaved or nothing. You ain't used the mirrors to get the hair out between the gooch. She nibbled on the gooch.
Oh, my gosh. She nasty as fuck for going down there nibbling on some hairy gooch. I'm sorry. They both nasty at that point.
If she like it, I love it.
I refuse. I'm one of those girls that are like when my ex asked me if I would eat his ass, I was like, listen, maybe when we're married and we got kids and we about like 55 and there's no more meaning in our life. And we got too many credit cards, so we had to consolidate them all. And then we fighting over the bills all the time. And I'm just trying to get you to shut the fuck up. Maybe then. Mm. Maybe.
Okay, so how do you go asking a lady how to eat ass? How did he go? Like, did he just like...
Don't think he was being serious about it. I think we were talking about women eating ass, and he was like, oh, so you're not going to eat my ass? You know, like that type of thing. I don't think he seriously wanted me to eat his ass. If he did, maybe that's why we broke up.
A chick told me to eat my ass.
Did she? She came up to you and said, like...
And we had a conversation, and she was talking about, she was like, yeah, I want to suck your dick.
From the back?
Gargle on your balls, and then they count to your ass.
Gargle?
Yeah, she
on
a nasty
your balls.
Chick, and, you know, shout out to you for life. I love you, boo. But... but I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
certain,
right.
Certain
uh-huh.
things I ain't even hit.
Uh-huh.
I ain't hit.
Okay, you say so.
Yeah. I didn't. I was like, jump out me.
He had his balls gargled, y'all.
I had my balls gargled, but I did not have my sphincter lit.
Your
I
was sphincter.
Just, I did not have my sphincter lit. I did not have my cinnamon roll lit. You know what I'm saying?
Not a cinnamon roll.
My brown eye. if you in prison and you've been there for a long time, you've been somebody bitch, you don't got a brown eye no more. You got a Michael Ealy down there because somebody can beat that booty hole up.
Oh my God. I didn't sign up for this.
I'm out. I've been eating ass, though. You know, I've been eating ass for a long time. I've been eating ass since I was like 16.
Uh-huh.
Started at an early age.
Yes.
It was an accident, actually.
What?
No, man. I thought I was being freaky and shit. You know, I was pissing on the ass and shit.
Uh-huh.
And my eyes closed. And I had a long tongue, so when I moved my tongue down, I felt all that. And my tongue was like, literally made the noise. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's an ass.
And it was ass, you know? And I was just like shocked and confused, because a girl had asked me to eat her ass before when I was like 15. And I told her like, no.
But now that you're 16, you was ready.
No, I didn't know accident. So I just stopped and I was like, you know what? Like a day later, like, you know, it wasn't that bad, you know what I'm saying?
Did you stick your tongue in it, or you just touched it with your tongue?
I just touched it with my tongue, but now I stick my tongue in it.
Oh.
When I got into it, I started sticking my tongue in it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let her know that you're a real nigga. You really thorough about your game.
Thorough.
So, shout out to all the young ladies
who
got my tongue in their ass. Huh. You know, over time, you know, we smile at each other across some tables.
Ooh.
While your boyfriend is there.
Oh.
You know, sometimes I still text you to make sure you ate. Jesus. Make sure your day is good. You know, because you fed me, so I make sure that you fed. Understand? But that's neither here nor there. Life is about progress.
I had no clue when I woke up this morning that I would be on a podcast talking about eating ass. Life is amazing. What a time to be alive.
What a time. So, to go back to our question, how did you record these? Actually, let's take a shot real quick.
You can't. I was going to say, we need to take a break. You cannot go from eating ass to be like, so how do you record your YouTube videos?
Okay, we can take a shot.
Do you eat ass before or after you record your YouTube videos? Hey, or during?
Yes, during my YouTube videos.
How do you think I got my subscribers, nigga? Okay, all right. I'm ready for the shot. I can do it this time.
To ass eating.
To ass eating.
Yes.
Tink.
Since I was 16, nigga.
Woo! Goddamn.
Woo! God.
I can feel it burning.
Oh yeah, like a mudafuka.
Lord.
But I love it. It's like I got cucumber in the fridge. I've been eating salads all week, so I did like meal prep. Cause I'm making some real good soul food.
I love
tomorrow.
Meal prepping. Meal prepping makes things so much easier. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't go for that bad calorie filled bag of chips. You grab that nice healthy meal that you made earlier in the week, mm-hmm. and all you have to do is microwave it real quick, and it's good. Pop it in the oven, even whatever you do.
Are you all ready to go? I'm about to start fucking slow cooking these turkey legs tonight.
Because
I'm making collard greens and cornbread and fried chicken tomorrow.
I'm coming over.
For sure. Come over. I'm going to have you over. You know what I'm saying? We can make it the weekend.
Hey.
Weekend podcast. That's a lot of recording.
It is.
Speaking of recording, in fact, how do you record your videos?
It depends on what type of video I'm recording. If I'm just recording like a sit-down video where I'm like reviewing a product or something like that, and you know, the camera's just on me and I have the product in my hand and I'm saying, this is great, you know, it made my skin feel so good, da-da-da, whatever. I have a lighting kit, and it's basically like two umbrella lights. Do I need to explain what an umbrella light is, probably, or no?
Probably.
Okay, so basically, it's umbrellas. Mm-hmm. You know those, like, if you've ever gotten your picture professionally taken,
like,
you know,
picture day.
Yeah, like picture day, exactly, like when picture day in high school, they had those umbrellas, or sometimes it would be like the little boxes with the white sheet in the front, but mine's is an umbrella. It does basically the same thing, and I have two of them, and I think they're like 28 inches tall, maybe a little tall. Actually, I think that's the short one. 86 inches tall is the two tall ones, and then I have a short one, but I don't use the short one because it's too short, so I just use the 86 inch tall ones. And depending on what time of day it is, if it's already nice outside and I can use natural light, I'll just use natural light. But if I'm filming at night, because I didn't have the chance to film during the day, I'll use my my umbrella lights, and I just put one on either side, like in front of me, and then I put my tripod with my camera on it in the middle, and I just film. And then I try to make the least amount of mistakes as possible so that I don't have too much editing to do, but that never goes as planned. And that's basically it. And then if I'm filming like a video, like let's see, like my morning routine videos that I film, I have to basically just like move the tripod wherever I'm going. So say I'm filming a scene where I'm like walking out of my bedroom to walk into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I put the tripod a little bit behind my door and film me walking out. Then I put the tripod a little bit in the living room and film me walking through the living room. Then I put it a little bit in the kitchen, see me walking through the kitchen. Mm. And then when you edit it, it looks like I just one continuous walking towards the kitchen.
That's my next project in class. Continue.
And I think that's basically it. Like, or if I'm filming like an Outfits of the Week video that I've done before, I did one where I just went to different locations and just set the camera up and just like showed my outfit and then pulled it closer to me so you could see my shirt, lowered the tripod so you could see my pants, like tilted the camera down so that you could see my shoes, and then next day did the exact same thing with the next outfit, next day did the exact same thing with that outfit, just for the whole week. So it's that type of thing. It's not difficult. It just kind of is, I don't know, like a... It would be easier if I had a cameraman. Sometimes I wish, like in a lot of bigger YouTubers who are, you know, like in the millions of subscribers, they all moved to LA out there to, you know, get, you know, better resources for the YouTube videos. A lot of them have people who film them. Like even if they're just doing a sit down video, like they have someone who like films them and makes sure they're in focus all the time, you know, gives them different angles, stuff like that. And that really like boosts their YouTube channel because it looks professional. You know what I mean? Or like if they're doing a video where like it's a skit or something like that, they'll have a cameraman. And that's way better than if it's just you. So you have to keep setting up the camera in every angle and it's like stable every time. It's just still. You can't ever have a moving shot because there's no one there to move the camera but you, and you're supposed to be in the shot. So that's impossible. I wish that I, you know, was balling enough to hire somebody to be my cameraman whenever I needed to film a video. But, you know, maybe one day.
Yeah. It's all steps, you know what I'm saying? We working, we grinding, we gonna get there.
Yeah.
I had Pablo come over because I was like, man, we both trying to build portfolios. We might as well help each other out somehow. You know, build from the bottom of us till we build to the top. And we,
yes.
Like, Pablo probably gotta take photos no more. You know what I'm saying? He had somebody just like take photos for me. Look at him like, I like this. This is trash. Like, give me pictures of Spider-Man.
Right, big bags of cigars.
If we get older, we could definitely smoke Cubans because President Obama got Cubans back into the U.S.
Thank you, Obama.
You know, OBZ, we got some issues politically, but shout out to you for getting them Cuban cars back, nigga. God damn. I know you're getting the portion you taking it with a fucking robe on, with the fucking lion robe from coming back to America. I know you're sitting in that motherfucking chair with the Cuban in your mouth. I know that's the only reason you did it. I know that's the only reason you did it.
But thank you anyway.
You flexing it. You and Martin Luther King Jr. the third. Damn, that was a motherfucking... Shout out to Kanye for doing that shit. But, excuse me. So, I saw one of your videos.
You just one? Really?
Well, I saw a few of your videos.
Okay, thank you. I was about to say, like, wow.
But we're talking about this one in particular.
Okay, go ahead.
When you did your morning routine.
Which one?
The one when... You didn't have to go to school.
Okay. I
mean, we had a conversation.
Wait, no. It was yes. You, okay, yes.
We had a conversation about the vanilla almond milk below.
That's the one I did go to school.
That's the one you did go to school?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one I didn't go to school was when I was playing GTA and I was eating cereal.
I didn't see that one.
That one's a good one. You should watch that one.
I can't wait to watch
that's
that
one. That's one I'm really proud of, actually. The editing on that one I like.
It sounds fun.
It took me a while to film it and edit it, and I'm really proud of it.
I'm going to play GTA now that you play GTA once I get out of here. But for like morning routines, like how important is it to take care of your hair and your skin like in the morning? Like what would you say that you think people don't do that they should start doing? Like tips that you have.
Okay, well for hair especially, pineappling and sleeping on a satin pillowcase or sleeping with a satin scarf or satin like bonnet is imperative for natural hair, or like not even for natural hair, even if you straighten your hair, like sleeping on cotton pillowcases is so bad because it will like snag your hair and like make it break off or pull it out, and you won't even know because you're sleeping while it's happening, you know what I mean? So I think that's something a lot of people don't do, and a lot of girls who are just starting out on their natural hair journey who have shorter hair, they try to pineapple and it doesn't work for them because basically what pineappling is when you take all of your hair and put it like in a little
puff on the top of your head, the very top. And that stretches out the back part of your hair so that when you take it out in the morning, it can be all big and, you know, voluminous. But if your hair isn't that long, it'll stretch out the back too much and it'll start looking stringy and like the curls will get too stretched where they just don't look curly anymore. Now they just kind of look like, you know, little crimps or something in your hair and it doesn't look right. But I always tell people, like, if you cannot pineapple, do two ponytails, one at the very top of your hair and then the one like in the back part of your head. That way it doesn't stretch the back of your hair too much, but it still stretches it enough so you get that volume the next day. And pineappling is good because it gets all of your hair in one spot so that when you sleep, it's not all over the place. And, you know, if you're a messy sleeper, you roll around, your hair just gets all crazy and like frizzy and messed up. So it's a lot easier to just put it all in the top of your head or in two ponytails on your head, and that way it stays nice and neat. And when you take it down, I know a lot of people, they still think it doesn't work because when they take it down, it's kind of like, it looks like it still wants to be in that bun. I don't know how to explain it. But that's just because gravity hasn't taken a hold yet, and it's not, you know, it's still, it was up in a bun all night. It's going to act like, oh, shoot, I'm still supposed to be up like this, right? Like, so you have to, like, zhuzh it. I don't know what the word is. I say zhuzh. I don't know if that's a thing. But, like, you just put your fingers in it, you know, fluff it around a little bit and just kind of, like, separate the curls a little more. And then it'll come back down, and it'll look good. But a lot of people, like, even my friend told me, she was like, I tried to pineapple. But then when I took it down, it was, like, sticking out in all these weird places. And I'm like, well, you just gotta fuss with it. You know what I mean? Because it thinks it's supposed to stay like that. If you leave something up for so long and then you take what's holding it up off, it's not going to, like, unless it's super heavy. But your hair is really light. You know, it's not going to come down immediately. It's going to take its time. Like, oh, okay. I didn't realize I was supposed to be down here. I thought I was still supposed to be up here, you know? Your hair doesn't talk, but if it could, that's what it would say. So, exactly. Let me fall. Just give me a little bit of time. But to speed up the process, obviously, because you're getting ready in the morning, you're trying to get out, go to class, you just zhuzh it, just fluff it around a little bit, and it'll come, it'll fall down, and it'll look good. And then for skincare, what I do is the sleeping on the satin pillowcase comes in handy here too, because that's really, really good for your skin. But I like to use African black soap, which could be really, really drying. So if you already have dry skin, I wouldn't recommend African black soap. And I don't have dry skin, so I can't really tell dry skin girls what they should use. But if you have combination or oily skin, African black soap is really, really good. You don't need a lot. You literally, I just, like, take the soap and, like, swipe it across my hand once, and then I wash my face with it. And then I use bio oil, which you can get from, like, Target or Walmart. I think CVS probably sells it, too. They have the little, like, 2-ounce one, which is enough because you literally just need one dab, like one tiny little half of a penny size, like, spot on your hand. Rub it in and rub it on your face, and it's perfect. And it brings all of that moisture back to your face that the African black soap dried out. But the reason I like the African black soap is because it keeps, okay, it keeps, the oil out of your face and keeps pimples and blemishes and all that away. Because with my hair, since I put so much product in it, and it'll be on my forehead or something, I'll get a lot of zits in my forehead area because of that. But when I started using the African black soap, it stopped all that. Which is, it's really, really good. And I use that every other day or maybe even every 2 days sometimes. And then bio oil every day and you're good.
Yo, I definitely can feel you because, so I got a story to go about bonnets and scarves.
Okay. Right?
So I remember my freshman year and I was, you know, dating this young lady, you know, and I was spending the night at her crib and she always had a scarf on. I had the do-rag on.
Mm-hmm.
We had real nice ghetto sex. You know? And I fucked with her and she fucked with me, you know. We went our separate ways. But recently, you know, years later, you know, it was me and a different young lady, you know. A lot of people don't like spending the night. I don't know if people like spending the night at my shit, but I was mad drunk. So, you know, she spent the night at my shit and I was like, I was in my head like, yo, she ain't got a scarf on. I was like, she ain't bring no bonnet to my crib, so she was gonna sleep on my pillows without it on.
Right.
I was like, you know, it'd be different if I was just like, you know, didn't let her know she was coming through, blah blah blah. And I was just like, it's not real,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I knew the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like I wasn't dating this young lady, you know what I'm saying? That's how I could tell, like, it was different. Like, and that's how I knew it wasn't, like, real. Mm. Because, like, other girl pulled off the bonnet.
Yes.
She had the scarf. She was ready. And I wore my do-rag. You know what I'm saying? It was real fucking, damn. Taraji and fucking Tyrese baby boy shit. It was real shit.
See, I think a lot of girls think that dudes are going to clown them for having a bonnet.
I think you so resourceful and, like, mindful if you put on a fucking bonnet or a scarf.
Like, I think dudes need to start wearing, or not wearing, I'm sorry, sleeping on satin pillowcases.
I just
especially
thought
dudes who need to, who want to get waves. Because, like, the do-rag is good, but, like, you always risk it falling off in the middle of the night. Like, even if you tie it real tight, you never know. Maybe you're just a wild. It did, true, and that could fuck up your hairline. And then you get that, that ring around your head, and then it also cuts off the blood circulation. Like, it's not good. But a satin pillowcase is perfect because you're literally sleeping on it. It's like you're sleeping on a big do-rag. Like, it's perfect. I'm telling you, you could do both, even. Because sometimes I'll have my satin bonnet on, and then I'll also sleep on a satin pillowcase just for the skin care part, too. And then if the bonnet falls off, I'm doubly protected because I still got that satin pillowcase there to make sure my hair doesn't get fucked up after the bonnet fell off.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I'm telling you. And you can literally get them from, like, the dollar store. Like, just,
really?
Yes, I'm dead serious. A dollar. It's the dollar store.
I'm sorry. I've been smoking and drinking since, like, 2, and it's, like, 5. Oh, my goodness. Because God is good all the time.
All the time, God
is
good.
God
is
not.
I went to a Catholic school. So anytime somebody brings up God, I just be having flashbacks to, like, the Hail Marys we had to say all the time and how we had to do, what is it? What is that prayer? No, no, well, that too, but I'm thinking of Our Father, that one. We had to do that one every day. The Lord's Prayer.
I was thinking about Aaron, only one of them. Shout out to Black Jesus.
Yes.
Shout out to Black Jesus. He may not be there on time, but he be there.
He ain't always there when you call.
But he gonna get there.
But he gonna get there. He ain't always on time. But he gave you his all.
Well, also, as far as, like, skin, I know me personally, like, actually, I do want to get satin pillow. Since you brought that up, I'm definitely gonna go buy a satin pillow. And be like, yeah, you know, I got a satin pillow, girl. So
get two. They
get
just
your,
a dollar,
yeah,
right?
You
could both.
And you can spend the money.
Y'all both could just be prospering while y'all sleep.
And boy, on what?
Yes, the Jamaican black castor oil.
I put it in my fucking head.
You know that makes your hair grow too.
Yeah, and it's going crazy. That's why my beard started slapping, bro.
I'm telling you. The inversion method works too. The inversion method really works. Look it up.
Okay, I'm going to look that shit up.
I'm dead serious. Like, I tried it, my hair grew an inch in a week.
My other barber actually told me. She gave me a skin, told me about a skincare product called Yes to Tomato. First I used Yes to Grapefruit, and it was like a cream that you put on your skin to exfoliate your skin, and then you wash your face and take it off, and your skin is, like, going crazy. And it's really good. Like, I've been using it for a while. Like, I do it every night before I go to bed, you know what I'm saying? Brush my head, make sure I'm good. I don't put the beard oil in my beard before I go to bed, because, you know, you're going to fall asleep, but it's not, like, beard. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely, like, mad cool to take care of yourself. Like, niggas, take care of yourself.
Right. I'm so tired of, like, and I don't want this to sound offensive or anything like that, but I'm
fuck
so tired of the gay dudes being the only ones that, like, seem to have hygiene. You know what I mean?
Some dirty gay niggas.
Okay, there are, but there are, that's but you, listen. Like, you, like, I have people that I've known that are gay, and they just, like, got better skin than me, got better hair than me, and I guess that's not that not fair to say, because that sounds like I'm saying, like, dudes can't be hygienic too at all. Women are the only hygienic ones. But I'm just saying, like, one of my old coworkers from American Apparel literally spends $50 on conditioner and $50 on shampoo. He buys a 0.325 ounce of facial cream for $95. It's not even 1 ounce. It's literally 0.3 ounces. And he is always polished and, like, always just put together. And his boyfriend is, too. And I'm just like, I wonder if this has a correlation with the fact that he's gay.
And then you see a straight nigga walk in and his jeans look like they've been worn every day for the past week and he hasn't washed them. You know, his shirt be having the yellow stains underneath the underarms.
I was one of them niggas once.
See?
I was once one of them niggas. But you know what kicked me out of it?
What?
Girls. Girls were so mean to me in middle school, bro. So
me too.
I was in that motherfucker and we had this conversation at the bar. Pretty much. I don't think
we did talk about this. How middle school was like the worst times of our lives. All you bitches in middle school that were talking about me, I was gonna say look at me now, but I ain't really doing much with my life. But fuck y'all. Right, look at me in 5 years, bitches. Y'all ain't doing shit with y'all lives either. At least I ain't got no kids.
Hey, shout out to everybody with kids, though. Hey, I'm saying you could have swallowed. But you got
children are a blessing.
I ain't mad at you
for your children. It's
I stopped letting chicks like a year ago, so I'm good. So I'm not gonna have no kids. Am I the only one? I'm the only one. I have nothing in chicks. Well,
yeah, you are.
What did they ask for? Goddamn. As a content producer and distributor, I am supposed to provide my audience and what they ask for.
Nah, it's okay.
And so if she want 5,000 swimmers, that way go.
You trying to get bitches pregnant, are you? That's what you're trying to do. I remember one time I was in the heat of the moment and I asked my ex to nut in me and he looked at me like, bitch.
Hey, that's the thing he was doing.
But it was funny because right after I asked for it, I was like, I don't really want that. Why I asked for that shit? But like, you know, you were into it though. I was just like, this feels great, nigga. Not inside me right the fuck now. But then I realized as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, but do I want those children though?
You wasn't on BC?
I am, but still, at the same time, I was like, well, this is the thing. I was on my placebo week. Like, the way my birth control works is you got 3 weeks of birth control, and then you got that last week when you're supposed to have your period where you don't, like, it's sugar pills. They're not, like, actual pills. So I was on that part of that, and I'm like, I still ain't got my period during this week yet, so I don't know. Am I ovulating? I don't know much about, you know, that shit. That's sad. I'm 22 years old. I'm in a human sexuality class, and I'm like, wow, really?
I was going to be a gynecologist at some point.
Were you really? Yeah. See, I mean, like, I know enough. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm not fucking stupid out here to know, like, to just be getting pregnant. Like, oh, what? You mean that mean if I put a dick in a vagina, then you get pregnant? What? Like, but there are still some things that I learned that it's like, oh, really? That's how my vagina works?
Oh, shit.
I feel like an idiot now.
It's okay.
Edit this out.
I don't edit this out.
You need to download Audacity and edit this out.
I do. Bro, it's cool. We've all made mistakes and, you know, done shit.
Moral of the story is I ain't got no kids, bitch. True. So.
I ain't got no kids, bro. You know that. Okay, I got to check a few Instagrams. But
you were the one nutting in bitches.
But to my knowledge, hey man, ask ye shall receive.
See, we talking about this now. I bet you in the next couple days or so, somebody gonna come knocking on this door like, with this little baby in her arms, like, Matt.
And that was a year ago.
I want you to meet my your child.
His name is Ricky Bobby.
His name.
Oh shit.
Matt, this is Ricky Bobby, and he's yo's. What you gonna do?
Japanese suicide. I'll take out a small katana.
Oh my god.
Stab myself in the skin.
I remember in what was it, ninth grade, when we were watching like the health class, the videos of like women giving birth. And this dude who was, like, sitting in front of me, he was like, oh, hell no, because the baby was coming out of her vagina. He was like, I would kick that shit back in there. Like, literally. I was like, so what would you do if you found out your girlfriend was pregnant? He was like, I'd push her ass down the stairs. And that was the end of it.
Damn, well, at least he was honest. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Damon. I'm name dropping and everything.
Hey, man,
he ain't going to hear this.
It's true. The game is a game. Damon, you're not going to hear this. If you do hear this, hey, man.
Hey, right. Hey, what up, Dan? I'm gonna tag him in it. Like, yeah, you were mentioned in this for a split second.
Yo, for real, hold on. Let's take another shot.
You trying to kill me. I'm not here. Pablo, this is yours today.
Pablo, it's your shot. I feel like Pablo when I'm looking on the news. To the Empire.
you forgot that I still have a video to film after right. this. I'm gonna be watch my next video get uploaded. I'm gonna be stumbling and everything. They'll be like, "What the fuck is wrong with her?" I'm gonna put a disclaimer in the front, in the beginning of the video. Like, listen, this man, I'm gonna link you, got me drunk before I had to film this video, so please don't take it out on me. I know I look like a fucking drunk ass prostitute, but it's his fault.
Hey, shout out to prostitutes.
Shout out. Didn't we have a conversation about prostitution? Like, was it me and you? Where I said I think it should be regulated?
Yeah, I feel like we had a conversation.
I think it was me and you that talked about it.
If people don't die, it just changed clothes. You know what I'm saying? So, I truly believe in that, bro. I know a lot of pimps, you know what I'm saying? Like, OG pimps, like, don't hang out with Magic Don Juan, this shit, like, back in the day, like, Slim, the fucking pimp Iceberg Slim, the fucking,
thank you.
The book, shit is great, like, I really fuck with it, but pimping is very brutal, in fact, I do not, promote, pimping. Easy, baby! But so, I saw that you had a workout routine.
Lord.
And I saw your workout routine, and I was like, okay, you made me want to make a Tybo video. Like, I was thinking, like, damn, I should be like Billy Blanks and be like Billy Blanks. I'd be smoking, working out.
Hey,
going absolutely crazy in this motherfucker. But, yeah, how did that, workout, do you still keep up with it? Is it something you still do? Or is it like, was it just for that period of time?
Are you trying to expose me on this podcast today? You trying to expose me? Okay, so here's the thing. I could lie, but then what kind of person would I be if I was a liar? I try my best to keep up with it, but I'm a lazy ass bitch, okay? Here's the thing. The reason I did that workout routine video is because so many of my subscribers kept commenting on my videos, like, especially my fashion videos where I would show my body, like, you know, not my naked body or anything like that. My channel ain't rated R or none of that. Or maybe, yes, my channel is rated R, y'all. I'd be nude on there. Go check out all my videos. They're going to be real disappointed when they see there ain't no nudity. Like, they're going to just be skipping through the video, like, right, it's you naked in this one? Damn it. Okay, maybe it's the next one. They're going to look through every single one of my videos. Not the YouTube messages, though.